or failure.
10,000 hours, you never got to witness. Chop it up with professionals, yeah, we handle business. Can't pull up to the pod if it's bad intentions. Real talk, real people, growth unscripted. Hey. Look, let's have a conversation. What keeps you going in this world? What's your motivation? You established or trying to get your foot in? It doesn't matter. Every episode we dropping gems. From creators to CEOs, go against the grain and achieve these goals. The highs, the lows, different for every journey. We got your back in every aspect. Don't worry, listen. Authentic when we step out, no fluff. Take your time, we got a minute, so no rush. Never making an excuse for the fuck ups. Taking full accountability, yeah, it's on us. Give it to you raw, that nitty gritty. Coming to you live, reaching every city.
All right, so look. I've been thinking heavy on this one lately. And I feel like it's something that's hitting all of us. Whether we want to admit it or not. Social media, it's like it's this whole world we live in, right? When we're in there every single day, scrolling, liking, posting, and man, sometimes we don't even realize how it's shaping how we see ourselves. Like, real talk, it's wild how easy it is to start feeling like you're not enough just because of some likes, some followers, some highlight reel that ain't even real. And I'm not here to say social media is all bad. Nah. It's a tool. It's how we connect. It's how some of us make money, share our voices. But I'm saying we got to be real about how that tool can turn into a trap if we're not paying attention. Because let's be honest, it's mad easy to get caught up in it. You see, these other dudes living a life you swear you're supposed to have. New cars, big house, perfect families. And you start thinking, damn, why don't I have that yet? Am I slipping? But what they don't show you is the nights they up feeling empty. The debt they're in. Yeah, the debt they're in, the pressure that's eating them alive behind those perfect ass pictures. I had to sit with myself and really ask, why do I care so much about this? Why do I feel like if my posts don't hit, then I'm not enough? And you know what? It's because somewhere along the way, we started letting the world tell us who we are instead of figuring that shit out ourselves. And now I'm not the only one. Like, you ever feel like you've posted for validation more than expression? Like, you're trying to prove something. And I'm telling you, that's a hard truth to face, but it's real. I think a lot of us goes back to how we were raised too. If you didn't get to grow up in a house where you were told you were enough, where you were seen for real, it's so easy to end up here. Thinking that likes are love. Thinking that double taps and shares are the same damn thing and as being seen and valued. And that's where it starts to get dangerous. Because it's like you're showing up for a crowd that don't even know you. Don't even care about you. And you forget to show up for your own damn self. That's a deep wound for a lot of us, and we don't even realize it. And that's the part that messes with me the most, because if you really sit with it, some of us are so used to performance that we don't even know how to be real anymore. Like, who are you when there's no camera? Who are you when it's just you and your thoughts at night? That's the shit that matters. But social media got us thinking that if we ain't sharing it, it ain't real. And that's backwards as hell. I'm not saying we gotta log off and disappear. I'm saying we got to be more intentional. Like, I'm trying to ask myself now, am I posting this because it's me or because I want them to see me? Am I chasing clout or am I standing in my truth? Because I swear to you, there's a difference. And that's the work I'm on right now. That's what I'm trying to bring to y'all. This idea that we got to stop letting these apps define our worth. We got to remember that validation starts inside and that it's okay to be seen. But it's even more okay to be at peace when nobody's watching. And for real, it's just not us. It's how these apps are designed. They want us to keep coming back, keep posting, keep scrolling, because how they make money, that's how they do it. They feed on our insecurities. So every time you're comparing yourself, they're winning. But every time you pause and say, nah, I'm good. I don't need to prove nothing. You're taking that power back little by little. And I think that's what real growth is. Not just in a gym, not just in the bank, but in here. In your mind, your spirit. I think about it like this. It's not, if you're not careful, you'll let the whole world catch you live and still feel invisible. Let me say that again. If you think about it like this, if you're not careful, you'll let the whole world watch you live and still feel invisible. You let them tell you what to want, how to look, how to feel, and you'll wake up one day and realize you don't even know yourself anymore. That's why I'm doing this. That's why I'm here talking to you right now. Because I know how easy it is to lose yourself in this shit. To start measuring your worth by numbers on a screen instead of the man in the mirror. So here's what I'm learning. Here's what I'm trying to remind myself every damn day. If you're scrolling and you feel worse, put the phone down. If you're posting and it don't feel like you, pause. If you're starting to believe that you're only valuable when you're seen, remember that real peace don't need an audience. You don't need everybody to clap for you to know that you're enough. And I'm saying this because I got to remind myself of this too. Like, this ain't no sermon. This is me talking to me and sharing it with you. Because I know you feel it too. So let's not front anymore. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it messy. Let's keep it human. That's what this space is about. So if this hits you, let it sit. If you feel called out, good. Because that's the work. And if you need to hear it again, play it back. Because at the end of the day, we all trying to figure out how to be seen and still stay soft. How to be real when everybody else is faking it. And I promise you that the hardest work you'll ever do, but it's worth it. This was Growth Unscripted, where we don't hide behind the highlight reel. We name the reel. We let it breathe. And we figure out who we are one conversation at a time. Let's keep building. Let's keep talking. And until next time, stay growth unscripted.